You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to kill thousands of people, put millions out of work, and a quarter of the world's people are now confined to their homes. Spain has reported 738 deaths in one day, with two-thirds of the infections in the capital, Madrid. Its death toll of at least 3,400 has overtaken China's, which has reported 3,285 deaths. Spain's emergencies coordinator, Fernando Simón, says he expects the country is approaching a peak in the rate of infections.
At the moment, the evolution of new cases being registered over the last few days means that if we are not at the peak, we're very close to the peak. But obviously the workload facing the health services is likely to grow for a few more days, whether or not we observe a decrease in transmission.
Italy has reported another 683 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing its death toll to over 7,500. It's the fourth day in a row the number of new cases has fallen. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte offered his condolences to the relatives of those who are dying in such great numbers.
Sono giorni terribili per la comunità nazionale. Ogni giorno siamo costretti a registrare nuovi decessi.
These are terrible days for the national community. Every day we are forced to record new deaths. It's a pain for our community that is losing the most fragile, the most vulnerable ones. It's a pain that constantly repeats itself. We never thought in these times to watch lines of trucks loaded with coffins of our fellow citizens. My thoughts, our thoughts, I imagine, and our emotional proximity go to their relatives.
Another European nation that's been badly affected is France, where there's been another 231 deaths, bringing its death count to over 1,300. In the United Kingdom, the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, has been infected but only has mild symptoms and is now self-isolating along with Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, who tested negative. Another 400,000 people in the UK are volunteering to help the National Health Service deal with vulnerable people, while about 500,000 have applied for unemployment relief. Across the Atlantic, in the state of New York, there are now more than 25,000 cases, but the governor says social distancing appears to be working. Until a virus is developed, it's regarded as the most important way to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The United States Senate has agreed to a massive stimulus program worth trillions of dollars to try to counteract some of the economic damage. If it's passed, it will be the biggest bailout in US history. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has likened the spending to a wartime level of investment.
Roughly 40% of our population is under stay-at-home orders from state leaders. Employers across America are wondering how they'll keep the lights on. Doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals are literally crying out for support. We literally have Army field hospitals on the way to being set up in our major American cities. In the space of just a few weeks, this has become, unfortunately, our new normal.
President Donald Trump says testing for the coronavirus is being stepped up every day, but he's not convinced.
Every day is going up substantially. We have an incredible apparatus built now. But no, I don't want to test 350 million people. I think it's ridiculous.
Nevertheless, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has praised Donald Trump for political commitment to mobilize all sectors and to increase testing. He's cautious, though, about the timing of bringing lockdowns to an end after President Trump repeated that he wanted to see them end and have people back at work as soon as possible.
We understand that these countries are now trying to assess when and how they will be able to ease these measures. The answer depends on what countries do while these population-wide measures are in place. Asking people to stay at home and shutting down population movement is buying time and reducing the pressure on health systems. But on their own, these measures will not extinguish epidemics.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/language/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.